Hello, and welcome to all first-time and returning listeners of the King's Daughter Audio Post. It's Nicole here, and I am back with another bi-weekly audio post in hopes of encouraging you wherever you are. This post is part two of Grounding Yourself in Gratitude. If you have not listened to my last post, I encourage you to do so at some point because this post is actually a continuation of it. So there was a truth that I referenced in the last post, and the truth says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now I want to highlight that the mandate is not that we have to give thanks for everything. I personally do not know of anyone who would give thanks for an illness, tragedy, disappointments, financial issues, and so forth. The mandate is for us to give thanks in everything. I'll repeat that again in case you didn't catch it. The mandate is not that we have to give thanks for everything, but to give thanks in everything. And what better teacher than Jesus Christ himself, who exemplified the posture of gratitude? Where in Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21, Jesus' disciples told him to send the crowds away so they can go to villages and buy themselves some food. Jesus, in turn, told the disciples to feed the crowd, which was like of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Their response was, "We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish." And what Jesus did in the midst of this situation of what appeared to have been a food shortage in the eyes of his disciples, was to take what they did have to offer, look up to heaven, and give thanks. As a result, the food was multiplied, everyone in the crowd ate and were satisfied. Plus, they had food left over. Here is what can happen when we choose to give thanks in every situation. Giving thanks has a way of opening our eyes to the good that God is doing in the midst of those hard seasons that we may encounter. Have you ever encountered a challenging situation or a test, and in the middle of it, giving thanks was not even a thought? But when you came to yourself and you realized that the situation could have been worse and you begin to thank God that it wasn't, that is what gratitude will do. Another thing to point out is that giving thanks in everything may not always change the situation. However, it can change us while we're in the midst of it. Although we're not excluded from hardships, God gives us what we need to endure them. I love what Dr. Tony Evans says. He puts it this way: giving thanks in everything shows a heart of faith that God is bigger than the difficulties and that he can use them. If we approach him with the right heart and spirit, he can use it for our good and for his glory. Giving thanks, it is a mark of obedience. And when we obey, all we have to do is trust God with the outcome of our situation. That's it for this post. Feel free to leave a comment or send me an email by filling out the form in the Connect section of my website, which is thekings-daughter.com. You can go there, leave a comment, and share your feedback. I love you, take care, and I hope to connect with you soon. Bye.